Yes, praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. This is Paul Waldmiller with Black Robe Regiment Radio and the news we can all use. Greetings, folks. How are you today? I hope that you're having a really awesome day today. Praise the Lord. Another day that the Lord has made. Amen, amen, amen. That's right. We're alive. Thank God for that. We're alive. Another day yet to serve Him. You're probably guessing, if you're a first-time listener, hey, what is this Black Robe Regiment robe stuff all about? Who is this Paul Waldmiller and news you can use? Yes, thank you for tuning in first and foremost. Well, hey, I'm an ordained Christian minister. I am a Black Robe Regiment pastor. Well, you may want to look that up. Look up at the American history. I'll give you a clue. Everybody likes a clue. Go ahead and go back to the American Revolution. That's right, the American, not the Civil War, way before that. Go about 100 years before and look up Black Robe Regiment. Look that up. Look up Black Robe Regiment pastors during the Revolutionary War, the American Revolution, and see what good they did to help the Americans, those living in the colonies at the time under the tyranny of King George III. Yes, what the Black Robe Regiment pastors were all about. That's me. I'm here to point you to Jesus of the Bible. I'm here to give you the news, obviously, but what does the Bible say? What does the Bible say about all this stuff? Can I say that word stuff? I can get away with that, can I? Political correctness, has it deemed the word stuff not politically correct? I don't know. Political correctness has just been insanely just driving the West, America, Canada, Europe, the EU, and so on. But in any case, it's stuff. Lots of stuff going on that we can read about in the Bible, not just what's right, what's wrong, what's morally good, what's morally evil, as according to God's word, but Bible prophecy. Woohoo! And man, we got it going on. If you're a Bible believing Christian, if you believe in Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you can see clearly. You can see so clearly where America and the West and the world is headed. We can see it. My goodness gracious. And, you know, I don't want to spend too much time with you regarding, just giving a background on what we do here. Most of you that are already listening know, but I wanted to give you a clue, you know, like Blue's Clues. I remember that. I used to watch that show many, many years ago with my kids. Some of you have no idea what I'm talking about, but that's okay. That's all right. Why don't we get into the news that we can use? And again, today is August 12th, 2019. It's Monday, the start, praise the Lord, of a new week. And the biggest headline over the weekend was Jeffrey Epstein, you know, the man that was charged for pedophilia. He went to federal prison for, a year and a half, about a decade ago or so. He was just rearrested under new charges. And allegedly, he committed suicide. And lots and lots and lots of stuff, news items, have come out ever since. Boy, I would just love to spend an entire hour with you talking about Jeffrey Epstein, and I'm just going to come out and say it. There's news articles that have come out and now reported that he was under suicide watch for a while because he was found in his cell unconscious, went to the hospital, was checked out. The federal government did not say if it was he self-harmed himself, you know, like attempted to commit suicide. They did not say that. They did not report on that. They did report on that. And this time, however, there are reports from credible, well, I hate to use the word credible, but there are news reports that all of a sudden the video cameras in the, you know, I don't know if it was pointing right on Epstein, but, you know, the cameras temporarily were unavailable on or near Epstein at the time. So there's no video footage of what actually happened. So, you know, we have the media, which is very liberal. We got to admit, the vast majority of the media in America, Fox News included, come on, let's get down to the nitty-gritty here, are reporting, you know, stories that, oh, these are just conspiracy theories. He really hurt himself. Come on, people, wake up. Don't believe them. And I'm no conspiracy nut. I don't wear a tinfoil hat. I don't believe in space aliens coming down and snatching people and all that stuff. But being a man who had a City of Batavia, New York police officer threaten to murder me after exposing judges and lawyers in Genesee County, New York, abetting my illegal alien perp so that they could all steal federal tax money. Listen, I know the facts. I'm a little extra sensitive to the corruption that's occurring in our governments and courts. So, I don't want to spend a real lot of time on this whole thing with Epstein because there's just so much stuff going on in the news. And if you're a Christian, you know that 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 9, in which I seem to share with you like three times a week, pay attention to those Bible verses. And it does say in those Bible verses, people will grow from worse to worse. And if you're trusting the government, if you're trusting the courts, if you're trusting cops, you're about to be put in a position where you're going to be greatly, greatly grieved as well as disappointed. Let me put it that way. We have so much stuff going on. We have so much stuff going on in this country. The whole world is in danger, especially if you're a Christian, if you're a conservative, and if you're a whistleblower. We know it's not just Bill and Hillary Clinton that are involved with the pedophile rings in Washington, D.C., and around the U.S. and around the world. Excuse me. We know that. We know that. We know that they're not the only ones. That there are thousands, if not tens of thousands of pedophiles worldwide involved with Epstein and his network of pedophiles, okay? So, of course, they got to him. They got to him. There's no other explanation for it, and we're just going to leave it at that. Okay, well, we need to do it. I hate to do it, but, Epstein, it's going to continue to be in the news. So I'm sure, I'm quite positive we're going to be talking about the death and murder of Epstein throughout the week. I'm quite sure. The story is not going to go away. It's not going to go away. So be prepared for more of that. Did you hear about the, I shared, I think, Thursday, Friday of last week about this movie coming out called The Hunt. The Hunt. It was a movie allegedly showing Democrats, socialists, hunting down Republicans, kidnapping them, and then sending them out in like the middle of the forest and telling them, okay, run. And then the Democrats, liberals took guns and then shot these Republicans. It was supposed to be a comedy. Personally, I find nothing funny about that at all. Can you imagine the outrage if the roles were reversed about Republicans kidnapping liberals and Democrats and then shooting them? But over the weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, there was a lot of outrage about this movie, especially in light of all the shootings, the mass shootings that have been occurring. And the movie company that put out the movie entitled The Hunt decided to pull the movie. Now, as a good friend of mine, Lyle, pointed out, you'll probably be able to view that movie like on Amazon or something like that in the near future. You'll be able to order that. It may not be in the movie studios, But you'll be able to purchase it online. I forgot what you call them. I don't do that. But, you know, when you go on the cable and you can buy movies like for $3.99, I don't know if they still do that. Do they do that anymore? I don't know. But you'll be able to get, you'll be able to find that movie and view it in your home. Unfortunately, that's just the way it is. Next article is coming to us from military.com. Trump backs red flag laws that could impact veteran gun ownership. That's still going around. We have reports from Mitch McConnell that now he was going to back red flag laws, but I think the NRA really pushed hard, and I know that Mr. Rhodes, I can't remember his first name, from Oath Keepers, the organization called Oath Keepers, basically came online and on Oath Keepers online and wrote an article online to all the members and warning President Trump, don't do it. Do not pursue these unconstitutional red flag laws. People are really upset. This country is in a dangerous place. We're in a dangerous place. We've left Jesus of the Bible, and we've turned to secular humanism and demonism, witchcraft, and every kind of sick, twisted, sinful, unrepentant evil that you could possibly think of. And, you know, it's being allowed, it's being taught in our to our kids in schools, not just in colleges, but elementary, high school, all sorts of sick and twisted things. So, this is the result of that. Bottom line, this is the result of it. When we turn away from God, you know, there's a vacuum that's caused. For action, for every action, there is an equal reaction. When you take away God out of our schools, out of our marriages, out of our society, this is what's going to happen. You're going to see horrible things occur. Have people woken up to that fact? No, not in America anyways. I don't think anywhere in the West, to be honest with you. It's a shame. DailyColor.com reports Biden slips again. Did you hear about this? Joe Biden, pedophile Joe, states poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids. What the heck, pedophile Joe? You're saying that there are no poor white kids? Well, you need to go with me. I would love to take pedophile Joe somewhere, anywhere in the city, maybe even down to Appalachia. Have you ever been down to Appalachia? Plenty of poor white folks down there. Plenty. By the thousands. And if you didn't hear, also, this is from Forward.com. Hasidic New Yorkers urge to donate to de Blasio's struggling campaign. Why would the Hasidic Jews back de Blasio? I don't know. I can't see it, but, you know, it just, when you're a confused person, you're going to do confused things, I suppose. DailyWire.com reports NBC Universal. We're not canceling release of film where liberal hunt deplorables. But as I shared earlier, they changed their mind. FoxNews.com, Nadler. Committees has launched, quote, formal impeachment proceedings, end quote, against Trump. So Nadler is saying that they have launched formal impeachment proceedings. Now, within his Democratic Party, they have decided to move forward on some hearings. That does not mean that they're formal, but that is Nadler from New York City, another crap hole. New York City, listen, there are some wonderful Christians and conservatives in New York City, but just like Sodom and Gomorrah, they are very, very few. If I were a Christian or a conservative in New York City, I would soon get out of Dodge. I can definitely see God giving another, at least another warning to New York City, like on 9/11. Do I have, am I prophesying something specific? Absolutely not. I have no idea. But with all the evil, it wouldn't surprise me at all to see God deal with the entire United States. Some sort of huge tragedy where millions of Americans were killed. Not just hundreds or thousands, but this time, millions. You know, the Bible does tell us God is a God who wishes that none would perish. But there comes a time. He is long-suffering. He has patience. But the Bible also tells us that he runs out of patience. He has sent many, and I've been one of those that God has sent to people and gave warning. We have given warning, just like the prophets of old, to the United States. Look, you need to repent. You need to get on your knees. You need to come back to the Lord Jesus. You need to repent and get right, or tragedy is going to strike again. We've been warning, but unfortunately, the vast majority of Americans just keep doing life their way in a sick and twisted way, and there's going to be consequences, heavy, sorrowful consequences. It just how it is. A little bit of international news before we take our first break. That's right, we're going to need to take our first commercial break. However, let me get to this article via LifeSiteNews.com. Trudeau. That's right, our neighbors to the north in Canada. Trudeau promises to decriminalize anal sex for 16-year-olds. Under Trudeau, who is like the Obama of Canada, he is one sick, twisted pervert. He is an evil, evil man. His father, who was the Prime Minister of Canada several decades ago, was very liberal. But his son here, Justin Trudeau, he's a terrorist. He's allowed, he's imported thousands and thousands of terrorists, Muslim terrorists, into the country. He put homosexuals, two men kissing, on their loon. Are you familiar with what a loon is? It's a $2 coin. It's a coin, and on one side is the loon, which is, I believe, if I remember correctly, the national bird of Canada. It's not a duck. It looks like a duck, but they're not considered ducks. But anyways, on the other side is a outline of two men kissing. Do you really think that God of the Bible is going to allow that? I don't think so. The more evil you do, the worse the consequence is going to be. I hope and pray that my Canadian friends wake up. Just like here in America and the EU and, the UK and around the world. I hope and pray that people wake up. But that's all that I can do. I can warn them. I can tell them. I can pray for them. But I'm not going to manipulate anyone. It's everyone's individual choice to return to Jesus or come to him with heavy hearts and repentance. And if you don't know what repentance means, it means simply a 180 degree direction from where you were going. It's a physical act. It's a verbal as well as a physical act. You stop immediately in your sin, in your wrongdoing, and turn around and go the opposite way, which is towards Jesus and following him in what he says. Amen. Well, let's pause. Excuse me. Let's pause and take our first commercial break. Hey, my friends, were you aware that you can advertise with us here at Black Robe Regiment Radio? Yes, you can. You can advertise with us here at Black Robe Regiment Radio, and we would just love to have you, if you have an organization, church, or business, to advertise with us here at Black Robe Regiment Radio. Several ways that you can do so. You can advertise with us, obviously, on air. That's right. We'll give you up to 60 seconds to advertise with us here. That's right. You can download your own 60-second audio file to me, even send it an email. How easy is that? And we'll play it for you, obviously, for a fee. And also for a fee, you can advertise with us on our website. Our website address is BlackRobeRegimentRadio.com, BlackRobeRegimentRadio.com. Hope that you will advertise with us, either or both ways you can do that. And listen, everyone, please visit after the podcast. Please visit Black Robe Regiment Radio. Please visit blackroberegimentradio.com. Check out our store. That's right. We have a store there where you have several items for sale. We have wonderful t-shirts, novelty t-shirts that you can purchase there. We also have my book there for sale. That's right. My book entitled, Dear God, Where is My Justice? And you can buy one, you can buy both, please do. They are reasonably priced, and we would be grateful for you doing that. Well, if you want to advertise with us, simply send me an email within the header, put in fees or rate, whatever word you choose, and send it off to paul@brrradio.com. Again, my email address to find out the rates for advertising with us is paul@brrradio.com. Now, back to the news we can all use. Okay, remember I was sharing a little bit with you. I want to get you website I was looking for during the commercial break so I can point you to where the NRA warned President Trump about red flag laws. Don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. But you can find that website regarding the NRA anyways, warning President Trump not to pass any sort of red law legislation. That is on onenewsnow.com. You can find it there. Okay, and if you didn't hear about over the weekend, this is from BearingArms.com. Walmart employees walk out for gun control. I guess there were a handful of employees, liberally minded, delusionally minded, that walked out of Walmart saying that Walmart should not be involved in selling guns. Now, what the liberal nutjobs refer to as assault weapons, such as the AR-15, Walmart does not sell. They just sell ordinary rifles, shotguns, you know, BB guns, and ammunition. So, you know, as far as quote-unquote assault weapons goes, they don't sell any. But it doesn't matter to the liberal nutjobs. They want all the guns gone. Understand, Democrats, liberals, socialists, communists, they want every American disarmed. It's just like homosexuals saying, well, you know, we don't want to hurt Christians. We don't want to take over the country. We just want equal rights. Yeah, all right. Now that they've had so-called equal rights for a number of years, they're going after the church and demanding that pastors recognize them, that laws are passed that Christian pastors must recognize homosexuality and homosexual marriages. Never going to happen, not with true Christians. Nope. Over the weekend, I can't call him a friend, but I love Judge Roy Moore. If you don't know Judge Roy Moore, you get to know him. He ran for the Alabama Senate, and I'm just going to quickly mention this. He lost a few years ago. It didn't help that President Trump came out against Roy Moore. Couldn't believe it, but he did. Because there were some false allegations against Judge Roy Moore that came out, that no good piece of skunk feces Gloria Allred came up with some liars. She knew they were liars, and now she's being sued. I hope that lawsuit is still going against her and the others that made false allegations against Judge Roy Moore. But anyways, Judge Roy Moore is going to run again, 2020. And you know what? I'm going to try to help him get votes again. That's my focus right now, is to help him. And so if you live in Alabama, I hope that you will support Judge Roy Moore. Okay, teaparty.org. You know, I don't read as much as I used to from teaparty.org, but this article is from teaparty.org. If you didn't read it. It's Maryland police shoot and kill a 61-year-old man while trying to serve a red flag order. Officials say it is a sign the law is needed. Yeah, this is a little bit dated, But I want to remind you how just how dangerous these red flag laws are. You can't trust the police. I'm sorry, there are some wonderful oath-keeping law enforcement officers out there, and I've said it once, I'll say it a million times. I fully support all oath-keeping law enforcement officers, 100%. And if they ever find themselves in trouble and I'm nearby, they can call over to me for help, and I will be there lickety-split to aid and help them catch real criminals. I absolutely will. Here's an article, actually, from the ABAjournal.com, the American Bar Association Journal.com. And how many times have I warned you how treasonous, how filled with terrorists the American Bar Association is? Listen to this. Lawyer who threatened to pursue citizen's arrest of judge is suspended for 30 days. How many times have we heard about good lawyers? And we do. We have some great lawyers in this country. Please. I know. I've heard an awful lot of lawyer jokes. And yeah, those jokes can apply to most lawyers. But not all, just like not all cops, not all lawyers are bad either. Okay, I got to put it out there. Not all judges are bad either. Okay, we have some very, very good and constitutional-minded judges, lawyers, and law enforcement officers. And God bless them. I love them, and I fully support them. But the ABA, the organization itself, the Bar Association, whether it's county, state, national, is a terrorist organization. Understand that. And you can find that article, you can just read that for yourself. BearingArms.com, once again, McConnell, you know, the Senate leader, McConnell, gun control bills will be front and center in September session. So the turtle wants to take away your guns and your rights. Well, you know what? My advice to you is buy up all the weapons and ammunition and get as much Jesus as you can. Let's move on. DailyCaller.com. FBI stats show knives kill far more people than rifles in America. Well, hello. I talked about that last week. I think it was Thursday or Friday. I shared about how in London, they have more knife attacks and stabbings and deaths due to knife attacks than New York City. That's right. And if you know anything about the UK, they have extremely, extremely, extremely strict gun laws. So it comes down to this, and I know I'm repeating myself if you heard last week's program. It's the heart. The heart is the issue. It's not the weapon. It's not the gun. It's not the knife. It's not a baseball bat. It's not a 2x4 or, poison or antifreeze or anything else you can use to kill someone. It's the heart of the person. Until you change the heart of a person, you will never get these murders down. Okay, alrighty, let's move on. I just came across, it is on YouTube. Stuart Rhodes warns Trump against red flag laws or he'll lose 2020. So I pointed to before the commercial break about Stuart Rhodes. I couldn't remember his first name. The leader of Oath Keepers warning President Trump, do not pass, do not engage in red flag laws. They are unconstitutional. Unfortunately, here in Florida, we have them. They're unconstitutional. And we've already seen several Americans die from the hands of cops. It's not a good situation. Oath breakers will always violate constitution rights of citizens. They'll always do it. There'll always be cops, unfortunately, that will follow their paychecks rather than their sworn oath to the United States Constitution. Here's a sad story. I don't know if I have several sad stories to share with you. I don't know if I'll get to both, but here's one. ClickOrlando.com. Diabetic man dies after health insurance loss forces him to use cheaper insulin. You know, we live, my friends, in the world's most financially richest country in the world. And I am no Democrat. I am no Democrat. I am no liberal, no communist, no socialist. I'm not even a Republican. I'm a constitutionalist. But you know what? I'm also a Bible-believing Christian. And the Bible talks a lot about greed. Okay? A lot about greed. And a lot of pharmaceutical companies are heavily involved in greed. When, you know, they have an obligation. It may not be a secular obligation. You may not believe this, but the Bible warns against rich people abusing people. And you will, if you're a greedy person, if you have wealth, if you don't have wealth and you're just a greedy person, you're going to hell. How else can I say it? You need to repent of that right now. I'm not saying to give away medications for free, but you know what? When you're making a 500 or 1,000 or 5,000% profit on medications to help people from dying, that's greed. There's nothing short of that term other than that. Let's move on. AmericanMilitaryNews.com. Iran is jamming ships' GPS systems to lure them into its waters, report says. A little bit of overseas update for you on that. DailyWire.com. Tommy Lee's nasty diatribe against conservatives. Quote, "You Trumpsters better pray liberals never gain control of the presidency," end quote. Oh, excuse me, of the White House again. Who is this guy? I think he's a singer, rock and roll singer. I don't know. I know he was married to, I can't, who was that? Pamela Anderson, many years ago. I think in the 90s. But anyways, oh, here it is. Let me read for you from the article. That's probably what I should have done to begin with. On Wednesday, Motley Crue drummer Tommy Lee posted a lengthy social media diatribe attacking conservatives. Lee smeared Christians as anti-LGBT, quote, bigoted blank, F blank, and promised a rainbow-painted White House, Planned Parenthood abortion clinics on every street, and a Gargantuan metal mountain emblazoned with the face of Hillary Clinton made from conservatives' confiscated guns, among other niceties. Well, you know, I laugh now, but you know what? There's a lot of nut job liberals and Democrats, conservatives and socialists, and even Republicans out there that would be glad to see that. So, yeah, we're at that point. Just so that you're aware, HuffPost.com, Long John Silver's, you know, the restaurant, drops Fox News after Tucker Carlson said white supremacy is a hoax. And the most part, Tucker Carlson is right. You know, this country, I grew up during a time, I remember in the late 60s, race riots. I remember race riots. I remember whole cities or parts of cities being burnt down by blacks. I remember Martin Luther King being shot, killed, through the turmoil. And over the years, I've seen, up until Barack Obama started his crap with Black Lives Matter, up until that point, we had rapidly decreased a lot of white supremacy and, you know, prejudice against African Americans. But then Obama came along and he stirred the pot. And if I could just rephrase what I used to say from many years ago, BC, you know, before Christ, I'll rephrase it now. But oftentimes when people choose to stir the pot, in the end, they often have to lick the spoon. So here we go. So now we see angry white folks fighting back. And this is what the media, the American media, is calling white supremacy, which it's not. It is not white supremacy. What it is fighting back from having to pay slave reparations of all the insane, stupid, idiotic things. Listen, I don't care what color you are. You want money? You're able-bodied? Go get a frickin' job. That's the end of reparations right there. Go get a frickin' job. You don't use your skin color to try to steal money from me or anyone else. Next article. Let's move on to FoxBaltimore.com. Baltimore mayor signs executive order to protect immigrants, funding for deportees. These Democrats, they love illegal aliens because they probably figure, well, if we get to keep these illegal aliens here, they can stay in power or get more power. That's how it works. They'll use every illegal and moral means to stay in power and turn and twist our country until Satan finally takes over the whole thing. Shameful, but that's where we're at. And is society becoming more violent because of it? Yep. And it's only going to increase. The violence, that is only going to increase. You say, well, I hope it doesn't happen. It's going to happen. It can't help but happen, unfortunately. All right, let's move on to our next commercial break. We have limited time today, so why don't we go ahead and pause for our commercial break now. My friends, were you aware if you own an organization, a business, or a church, you have a church or a part of a church, you can advertise with us here at Black Robe Regiment Radio? Yes, you can. You can advertise with us several ways. The first way, obviously, is on air. We will give you up to 60 seconds to air or share about your business, organization, or church. We'd be happy to have you, or at least in the very least, discuss it with you. We have another way that you can advertise with us. You can advertise on our website, which is blackroberegimentradio.com, blackroberegimentradio.com. You can go there later, please, and visit. You can see our blackroberegimentradio.com store. We're selling great T-shirts. We love America. We hope that you'll buy one or more T-shirts there. Also, my book is for sale there, which is entitled, Dear God, Where is My Justice? That's right. You can buy the book there. If you are interested in advertising with us here at Black Robe Regiment Radio, you're more than welcome to contact me. My email address is paul@brrradio.com. Just simply send me an email, put in the header rates or fees, whatever word you'd like to, and I will get those fees and rates out to you ASAP. Now, back to the news we can all use. All right, I'm going to read to you from Breitbart.com. Watch Joe Biden, U.S. can in a heartbeat import 2 million more migrants. Well, what does pedophile Joe want to do? Well, he wants to have more illegal aliens here, of course, because he's a Democrat. You know, I remember seeing videos from him in the 2000s saying, you know what, we need to enforce the law. We need to deport all these illegal aliens. We need to get rid of them. They're taking jobs away from Americans, but not now. It's not politically expedient. Pedophile Joe, God help you if you're thinking of voting for that dirtbag. Teaparty.org, former sex slave, listen to this, former sex slave says she met Al Gore through Jeffrey Epstein's close aide, unsealed docs say. Now, if you haven't heard, last week Friday, which I believe is the 9th of August, the federal government released thousands of documents, including names that were dropped by these witnesses of Epstein and his whole pedophile ring. So it doesn't surprise me that, there is a very, very large pedophile ring in Washington, D.C. And I shared a little bit about that last week. I'm not going to share too much about it today. BabylonBee.com, CDC, People with dirt on Clintons have 843% greater risk of suicide. Yeah, you know, very, very well could be. And staying on the human and sex trafficking track, I guess, if you will, this is from Fox13Memphis.com. Four men charged in ongoing human trafficking investigation in Tennessee. The TBI says that's the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation. Kids, women, even men in a lot of danger these days. Alrighty. You know, I did come across an article. You can read it. You know, it's from the dailybeast.com. I normally don't. It's tough because the Daily Beast is not really known for its truthfulness. So my a little warning, a little advice when you read that, just be careful. But it's at dailybeast.com. The article is entitled Biggest Bombshells in New Epstein Documents. You can read it, you know, take it for what it's worth. I don't know if I fully trust that left-wing website. DailyWire.com. Now, the Daily Wire is somewhat more truthful. Air Force General nominated by Trump accused of sexual misconduct. The allegations don't pass scrutiny. So we've gone from a lot of proof about sexual abuse to, you know, whenever Trump nominates a male, especially a white male, doesn't have to be a white male, but a white male, all of a sudden, you know, sexual abuse allegations come out, and they are entirely false. But that's what the left does. And we're staying on that track with regarding pedophiles, human trafficking, sex trafficking, and so on and so forth. This is from irishmirror.ie. This is from Ireland. Female pedophile raped children, quote, in most depraved case judge had ever seen, end quote. So this is not to say, or this is the proof, I mean, to show that it's not just men that are pedophiles. There are plenty, as we've seen, female pedophiles in their schools and in other places, and it's an international problem. This article you're going to want to just check out. This is from the American Law Institute, from change.org. Bad Science 100 Legal Scholars Repudiate Theory of Frozen Fright. I just want to pass that along. I thought that was important that you get to that and read it for your own educational purpose. ConservativeFiringLine.com. Thanks, Democrats. Women outed by Joaquin Castro as Trump supporter receives threatening voicemail. So, if you haven't heard about Joaquin Castro, his brother's running for president, he outed last week a bunch of Trump supporters, But then come to find out a bunch of these Trump supporters that paid money to Trump also paid contributions, election campaign contributions to Castro. And so he burned himself. What a freaking idiot. But anyways, this woman who contributed to Trump got a death threat. Doesn't surprise me. Bloomberg.com. Italy's Salvini. He is the prime minister or president of Italy. Tells Richard Gere to take stranded migrants to Hollywood on his jet. If you didn't hear, there's a real problem in the EU. Idiot, who I call Dummkopf Frau Merkel, idiot Mrs. Merkel in Germany, keeps inviting by the thousands every week these Afrikaners, these Muslims to come into Germany, and that, of course, the whole country is upside down. It's horrible that women are raped and people are murdered. It's just insane. Merkel, that filthy idiot Merkel. Well, anyways, the opposite, the antithesis, the opposite of Merkel is Salvini of Italy, who's blocking these so-called migrants. They're not migrants. They're invaders from coming into Italy. He's smart. He's smart. But anyways, this American actor Richard Gere is over there trying to help the invaders invade Italy. And Salvini tells Gere, get out of here and take these illegal aliens with you. And good on the prime minister, I guess it is, of Italy. FoxNews.com. And here's the other sad story that I told you I was going to try to get to. Earlier on the program, I shared about sad stories. And it's a similar story regarding medical care and greed. But let me read to you from FoxNews.com. The title of this article is Elderly Couple Found Dead in an Apparent Murder-Suicide. Note says they could not afford medical care. For hundreds of years, including here in this country, medical care was provided, if not able, by the individual, but by family members or friends or community members. If a doctor needed to be paid, sometimes a doctor did it for free. In the legal community, we call that pro bono work, but whatever it is. And greed was not part of medical care. And yeah, there were some greedy people. I get it. But it was not wholesale involved in greed. And that's what we have with pharmaceutical companies. That's the bottom line. I mean, you know, hospitals charge what? Like $500 for an aspirin. And they say, well, you know, that includes the nurse to dispense the aspirin to. We got to pay the nurse and the pharmacist. Are you kidding me? So the aspirin is like 10 cents, okay, or the Tylenol costs the hospital 10 cents because they get it at a discount. So what you're saying is if it's $500 to dispense it, or it's $500, it's $499.90 to dispense it and only 10 cents for the Tylenol. That's greed. You can try to package it any other way that you want, but that's greed. That's ridiculous. The PoochTimes.com. Absence of fathers, radical feminism, and identity politics are hurting our boys. Via Dr. Warren Farrell. Well, hallelujah. A white man comes out and tells the truth. Will he be listened to? Absolutely not. But that is the God's truth. CNSNews.com. Hungarian minister says, quote, our constitution starts with the word God. Christianity preserves our nation. Well, praise the Lord for Hungary. Maybe we should all move to Hungary. Better yet, why don't we all just stay here in America and bring back Jesus Christ to our own nation so that we can be blessed and we're not doing stupid things and suffering stupid or consequences of stupidity either. I don't know. Okay, well, let's take our last commercial break before we end our program. We will have, after the break, a couple of news items for you. So please stay tuned. Let's take our next and last commercial break now. My friends, did you know that if you have an organization, a church, and or a business, you can advertise with us here at Black Robe Regiment Radio? Yes, you can. You can advertise with us. Several ways to do that. We have a website that you can go to, which is blackroberegimentradio.com. Please don't go there now. But you can go there and you can advertise with your organization, church, business. You can put your name there, your name as well as your organization or church. You can put a link up, a photo, you know, something nice. You can do it that way. You can advertise with us as well on air, up to 60 seconds to do that. So please take the opportunity to go to the website, advertise there, and advertise with us on air. Now back to the news we can all use. This article is from theblaze.com. Man is caught on video firing shots at four people while yelling, I don't like white people in my hood. Well, how about that? Black folks being angry at white people. Well, what could be the cause of that? I guess the devil is in the details. I guess so. FoxNews.com. Nursing home staffers accused of taunting dementia patient. Age 91. Outrage family suing. Thank God. We need to do more suing. I don't know if we can actually get win these lawsuits, but we should be suing. And speaking of suing, here's an article from Reuters.com. Court revives Sarah Palin. Remember her? Sarah Palin defamation case versus the New York Times. Hope that she also wins her lawsuit. And let's see. Floridian Press.com. Wasserman Schultz. You know, you remember Debbie? Yeah. That crooked, lying, cheating, stealing, and treasonous Wasserman. Yeah, Wasserman Schultz says Trump gave White House supremacists permission to kill. She's such an idiot. I don't know. I can't understand why she never went to jail. I cannot understand that. Here's another article I failed to mention to you earlier regarding the American Bar Association, but this comes to us from NewAmerican.com. American Bar Association considers defining all sexual contact as rape. Well, there you go. You see what the Bar Association is involving itself in? Is that insane? No, it's not just insane. It's dangerous. It's dangerous. This is from the Iowa Standard.com. Grassley, you know Chuck Grassley, longtime senator from Iowa. Well, Grassley says federal government has role in establishing red flag laws. I've never liked, I know some people fall for Grassley's lies. He's a filthy rhino, a no good human being. He lies, he cheats, he steals. He may vote a lot of times with Republicans, but that doesn't mean that he's not stabbing us in the back, and he often does. Alrighty. Here's from WorldNetDaily.com. Democrat calls for violence on Trump under fierce criticism. Well, WorldNetDaily is a very reliable news site. It's coming. My friends, it's coming. I just want to warn everyone, we live in dangerous times. We live in absolute dangerous times, and it's not good. Not good for any of us. I pray that you have the Lord Jesus in your heart and life. If not, I want to strongly encourage you, please do so. How do you do that? Well, I'm just going to simply point you to John chapter 3. You know, like in football games, you see guys with banners. It says John 3:16. Well, yeah, go to the book of John and you read for yourself what Jesus said. Not what Paul Waldmiller or a pastor or someone else who says that they're a Bible-believing Christian. Don't believe us. You read for yourself what Jesus says, and then you're responsible to act or not act, whatever you decide to do. Okay, my friends, it is that time to say goodbye. We've run short already on time. I got to say goodbye, but it's been, enlightening for me. I hope for you as well. Hope that you'll download the podcast every day. Listen to us and tell your friends to do the same. Thank you. God bless. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.